Don't talk to anyone. Don't touch anyone. Stay away from other people.
It starts with a nagging cough. It spreads through something that seems harmless, like a handshake or flipping a light switch.
The average person touches their face 3 to 5 times every waking minute. In between, we're touching doorknobs, water fountains, and each other.
The unknown and deadly virus in contagion crosses the Pacific with an American businesswoman returning home from Asia. Within days, she is dead, and dozens of people she infected are dying. It's a pattern that triggers a response from the U.S. government's Centers for Disease Control.
You ever seen anything like this before?
No. And it's still changing. It's figuring us out faster than we're figuring it out.
It doesn't have anything else to do. So we have a novel virus with a mortality rate in the low 20s, no treatment protocol, and no vaccine at this time.
That is correct.
Screenwriter Scott Z. Burns has plenty of experience with fictional thrillers like The Bourne Ultimatum, but he says Contagion's script is about a threat that's very real.
All of the scientists that we spoke to about it, all of them said it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And we had started the movie, and in about 3 or 4 months into the research is when H1N1 happened. So that became a really interesting tracer bullet through the system for us to follow some of the issues.
The cast includes Gwyneth Paltrow as Beth Emhoff, the businesswoman whose death sounds the alarm. Matt Damon plays her widowed husband. He says the participation of real medical professionals gave the film a ring of authenticity, such as the scene where his character is told of his wife's death.
We had a guy there who really had done this a lot, this doctor who delivered this news, and we asked for certain trends, like what happens? He said, yeah, sometimes people fall apart and said, but there is this other reaction that we get a lot. It's just absolute. It just doesn't. It's just too much to. And they expect you to not even get it.
Unfortunately, she did die.
Right.
I'm sorry, Mr. Emhoff.
Okay. So can I go talk to her?
Mr. Emhoff, I'm sorry. Your wife is dead.
Yeah, I mean, I just saw her. We were just at home. We had dinner. We had pizza. She said she was jet lagged.
Director Steven Soderbergh adds to the sense of realism by avoiding cinema clichés that are usually part of the disaster genre. While he says making the film did not turn him into a germaphobe, Soderbergh admits that he is more conscious of the danger, and he thinks audiences will be too.
It was fun during the previews to watch the lights come up and 400 people realize that they're next to a bunch of strangers and that they've touched everything.
Contagion was filmed at locations in China and the United States with an international cast that includes Lawrence Fishburne as the CDC chief, Kate Winslet plays an epidemiologist, with Marion Cotillard as her World Health Organization counterpart tracing the origins of the virus. And Jude Law is an internet blogger whose half-baked conspiracy theories threaten to spread panic. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.